Lord be with you. The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew chapter 22 and ending at verse 14. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus spoke to them again in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his servants to those who had been invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused to come. Then he sent some more servants and said, 'Tell those who have been invited that I've prepared my dinner. My oxen and fattened cattle have been butchered and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his field, another to his business. The rest seized his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come. Go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you find.' So the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people they could find, both good and bad, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing wedding clothes. 'Friend,' he asked, 'how did you get in here without a wedding clothes?' And the man was speechless. Then the king told the attendants, 'Tie him hand and foot and throw him outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are invited, but few are chosen.'" For the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God. Amen. Okay. Well, I guess if there was a question on everybody's mind, it would be what? Now, come on. Say again. Yeah, but why did he get thrown out? He didn't have a wedding garment. And so your question that you hope will be answered at the end of the sermon is, what was the wedding garment? Right? That you all want to know? Well, when you find out, tell me, won't you? Today's parable from the Gospel of Matthew likens the kingdom of God to a wedding banquet, as we heard. A much tamer version is also found in Luke's Gospel, and for that matter, in the non-canonical Gospel of Thomas, and contains some points that may be difficult to understand, but the punchline comes through clearly. What matters in our story today is that the king gave the banquet, the invitations were sent to the chosen guests, I repeat, the chosen guests, and they were rejected. Now, the responses to the invitations were actually more troubling than outside rejection. They made light of it and went away, one to his farm, one to his business. It was no big deal. The passage doesn't say that because the invited guests didn't come to the banquet, the wedding was cancelled, was it? No. The feast went ahead as scheduled. Only one thing was changed. The guest list. Yeah? The guest list. Now look what happens. After the invited guests refuse to attend, the king opens up his house to everyone his servants can find. And here is the representation of the Jews rejecting it and the Gentiles being offered it. So he throws open the banquet hall, and everyone, regardless of whether they are good or bad, according to the law, is invited to come and share in the royal wedding. And so these lucky new guests went in and met the king's son and sat at the king's table. How about that? And then the king himself comes in and he sees this one man who's not dressed as he should be. He has no wedding clothes on. And he asks the man, how did you get in here without wedding clothes? You see, the wedding clothes would have been handed out at the door. And so he snuck in some way, bypassed the door, bypassed the handing out of free vestments, of free clothes, and sat down. And when he was fronted up with this question, he was speechless, and he was kicked out, right out. So what's the big deal? After all, didn't the king throw open the doors to everyone? By highways, byways, the whole deal. What host would not despise a guest, though, who failed to come prepared to celebrate with him, especially when all the clothing that the guest needed was actually provided for him? And we're coming to the point now where the rubber hits the road. You and I here today have been sought out by God and invited to his banquet of life, a banquet in honor of his son Jesus. And we've been invited to sit around his table. The question is, have we come with the right clothing? What's the clothing? Well, the clothing of righteousness that Christ offers to us freely. So how can we come without that clothing on? And dare we come, you and I, while we're still living the same way, the same old way that we used to do, that we used to be? How dare we do that? You and I know the Christian life is not trouble-free. Blimey, ain't that the truth? Bad things still happen, but God says he's near us always. And while he may not prevent bad things from happening, what does he do? He walks with us through them, does he not? Paul says that when we rejoice in the Lord, and when we present our request to him with thanksgiving, he says that the peace of God that passes understanding will fill us and keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. It is that peace which makes people shine like lighthouses with the love of Christ. You've seen it in people. I've seen it in people. People whose lives seem to have been an absolute basket case. Everything goes wrong. And you think, how come that person is not bitter and angry and resentful towards God? And yet they're not. Incredibly, given their circumstances, they have a radiance about them, and that's God's peace that they have in their hearts. And so it shows. Think about the good things. Concentrate on what is good, not bad. Make it a habit to look for and dwell on the true, the noble, the pure, and the admirable. And then I put it to you, you will not then be without rejoicing. You will not then be out without the wedding garment that we need to come to this feast, at this wedding banquet. Got it? Nothing to do with what we wear. It's what our heart wears and what our soul wears. Amen? Let me sum up by reinforcing these points. You and I are to don our banquet garments by rejoicing in the presence of the Lord, by praying and offering thanksgiving to God, by filling our minds with wholesome things, by practicing those things of faith that we have seen and admired in others. So this parable, as I said before, it hasn't got one thing to do with what we're wearing, but it has everything to do with the spirit in which we come and stay, the clothing of our minds and hearts and souls. We cannot go on living the life we lived before we met Jesus. We cannot come in here without any intent at all to yield our hearts to Jesus. If we say, I'm right, I'm happy, I'm fine, we're not fine. We're not fine. We're not wearing the garment. So the door is open, but not for the sinner to come and remain a sinner, but for a sinner to come, put on the garment of righteousness, and become a saint. Amen.